literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude?
A wing my whip. We on, baby.
Wow. We're fucking wow. up. We're up. We're in this, dude. We basically defeated coronavirus.
We did.
No problem.
Coronavirus was that was soft. But we were just admiring. This is the new studio. As you can see here, Matt placed a pirate map.
Treasure map.
Treasure map.
Yeah. For pirates. It's a treasure map specifically designed on for our- pirates. Yeah, back in the day, pirates, when they would do like treasure maps, they would draw like pirate stuff on them.
Pirate skulls.
Ships. Yeah, they'd be like, well, we should put a ship so people know this is actual pirate treasure
map. Yeah, I like it.
It's good. Threw it up. I mean, dude, the cut, we can always customize. I was like, this thing looks, I bought it. I'm like, this will be hilarious. That's a bad idea. If you're like interior doing interior design, you've never done interior design, like what looks funny?
These gamer chairs are pretty cool and sounded like a funny bit, but now we have gamer chairs. And people are like, why the fuck would you guys do that? It's like, oh, it was funny.
We're the interior designers. It's like, dude, gamer chair. I mean, honestly, gamer chairs are the funniest type of chairs.
Gamer chairs are the funniest chairs.
Dude, I mean,
without a doubt.
Come on, dude. I can fully fucking go back.
Damn, you get some head.
I mean, dude, I could be gaming and be like, fuck, dude, I got to get up in 3 hours and just go.
You like that? That brings us to our producer. Lamar Lee in the back, dude. What up?
Hey, my mic's not on.
God damn it.
I got to be at AutoZone in 2 hours. Fuck.
That's the wrong store to pick.
Gamers don't work at AutoZone?
In their Windows fashion.
Yeah.
He could
pick out the zone.
He could eat. I wanted someone to put that music to that video of the electric cop breaking the windows. Like, get in the zone! AutoZone! The slogan should be like, stop!
Are you a police officer?
Yeah, man. So,
ain't no thing, dude. Ain't no big deal.
Shit's still gay. Current events, we're covering those.
True.
We can gladly report that shit is still gay.
Yeah. I'll say about like it's about in terms of like humidity, it's about 85%.
Yeah. It is lessening.
Yeah.
Gayness.
It's going down.
We had a
gay snap in there real quick. Now
there was a gay front that came through. The gay front was strong, and now it's still like it's hitting like I saw this image of Nancy Pelosi like kneeling with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
All wearing like not dashikis, but like the African, like a preacher's, you know, the thing a priest wears around his neck?
Yeah.
Like that in like Africa.
Like a shawl. Yeah. Like an
African texture.
Yeah. I got what you're saying.
Fabric kneeling with a bunch of other white people.
Do you have dashikis?
I have several dashikis.
I have one.
I don't have a dashiki.
Someone went on a vacation and bought me a dashiki. So I have one in my closet.
You have a dashiki?
I have one in my closet.
Damn. You should do like, you know, when white ladies. Because you're about to have a wedding with a African-American woman.
Yeah.
You should do, like, you ever see, like, white ladies who marry an Indian guy and have, like, my sister married an Egyptian and had, like, an Egyptian wedding.
Sure.
Where she had to dress, like, you should wear a dashiki for the wedding.
I might do, like, Anwan shorts in my dashiki. Long cut Anwans, dude.
Oh, man.
I think Anwans have been, relegate, like there's definitely a fashion ecosystem, and I think it's like the fashion eventually filters down to definitely like fat white dudes with fat legs. That's who wears AN1 shorts.
AN1 shorts are it all trickles down to just dudes who do heroin. It's just dudes in heroin. AN1, think of all their nicknames. Sleepy.
Well, even
oh
like,
shit, Sleepy's got it at Wawa.
Like South Pole gear, it's just heroin addicts. Everything filters down to heroin addicts.
Was it a Nietzsche? Enyc.
Yeah,
isn't that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, I used to call it Ents. But yeah. I think it's an Nietzsche. I think you're right.
Maybe.
E-N-Y-C-E.
That's totally trickled down. So basically, yeah, it does go from like black culture, whatever's fashionable, a decade later, white drug users will be wearing it. And they'll be sleeping in it.
Which is good.
It's extra fabric.
True.
Those guys are probably like fashioning tents out of it.
True, man. Like a first down bubble jacket, dude. That's fucking perfect for sleeping in Kensington.
Yeah, I think that's actually how, like, I could be wrong. I think denim started as a tent.
Really?
Lemaire, you're fired. I know this isn't the climate for us to be firing our only minority partner. But you're fucking fired, dude. Yeah, I could be wrong about that, but I think denim started as a tent fabric, and then like miners just started wearing them as pants because they were durable.
That's also not a very breathable fabric. You're in a denim. Do you ever wake up in a tent?
Yes.
It's fucking hot.
It sucks. The tarp, it always sucks. I've never not had a shitty experience waking up in a tent.
Yeah, Matt, if you woke up in a tent, you would just have a nut sweat on your forehead in a jean tent.
Yeah, just nonstop.
It would just, your whole body would be crotch sweat.
Yeah, well, their lives did suck. So, I mean, you just wake up, ball sweated out, and you're just like, all right, it's.
I got a shower last night. I worked out last night and did like a no soap shower. I call them rinse offs.
Yeah.
I was like running real quick. And just do it. Dude, I like just rinse. You ever rinse off? You get real sweaty and rinse off with no soap. And it's like, you're basically Gladiator. I like just rinse off with water. And I'm like, this is how I used to do it, dude. You would just go into a river. Like you had like an important date. You'd be outside just like eating bugs and doing shit. And you just would like put water on you and be like, dude, I'm fresh as fuck right
eating
now.
Eating bugs.
Yeah, you'd be like, you know, digging in the dirt.
Munching some bugs.
Well, if you're farming back in the day, your crop's not going, you're like digging, you're definitely munching bugs as you're going. Like, there's been a lot of bug munching that's flown under the radar.
Yeah.
If you're like a 17th century farmer and you're sitting there and you're digging, your potato crop kind of sucks, you're going to
I wonder if munching bugs was like, you know how like today, like I'll toss a booger in there every once in a while.
Like munching a bug?
I'll munch a bug every once in a while. Get rid of it.
True.
You got to get rid of it.
Sure,
you toss it in, maybe launch it.
Yeah.
But if it's one of the...
I treat boogers like I do if I get a packet, like a drugs, if I'm getting pulled over. I'll consume it. If someone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
I bet that's how bug eating was back in the day.
You sneak
people
one?
Like everybody kind of did it.
Yeah.
But it was very shameful to admit that like every once in a while you had... You pretended to not have one in your fingernail, like
just fucking eat a bug. You think people were out here Hakuna Matata, just like, dude, this is what we
breaking
eat.
Open a log.
Yeah, like nobody.
Dude, I've been strong into that. You're talking a good time period for me.
Yeah,
the whole way out here, I was listening to that book again.
What's the book? The
book is a lot of people were asking. It's called War on the Run. It's about Robert Rogers, and but it's also about like just life pre-revolution in America and like Native Americans and shit and. I have been harsh on the natives the last couple episodes. That's what happens when you report on something before you finish a book.
True.
Like I read one chapter that was just like, this is what the Indians used to do. And then the next chapter was like, they did have some good things, but I only got the bad part.
Welcome to my world, dude.
And then immediately reported on it. And I was like, they were called savages for a reason. And then, but no, they had some, dude, hilarious. This was making me laugh. I knew you'd like it. These four white dudes got caught catching beavers. Their beaver pelts were like, that was money back
then. True,
yeah. That was because in the colonies, they didn't really have that much currency. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, dudes would counterfeit like crazy.
It's really funny, too. When there's like no money, people are like, all right, well, forget about money. What else do we have? Like, we got all beaver pelts.
Fucking beavers are everywhere.
Like, all right, well, that's money now. Yeah. All right, continue.
Oddly enough, the chapter was called, it was about how if you counterfeited, back then it was a death penalty, which hasn't changed much.
Wow, anyway. You address a nation?
Anyway.
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Well, it's actually policed by the secret society still. Or the secret society, secret service.
What's that? Counterfeiting?
Freudian slip on my part. Yeah, the counterfeiting's, it's policed by the secret service. They're the ones following money. It's the president's bodyguards or something. They give their life for the bodyguard, and they also have to make sure nobody's printing funny money. That's the secret service's job.
They used to literally on bills say, to counterfeit is death. Used
really?
To be printed on bills. Like, yeah, if you got caught counterfeiting, you were fucked. Like, they would brand you or kill you.
They
used to get branded under their eyes, like right here. Oh, pretty sick.
That's just like, to make sure, yeah, check.
Yeah,
it
would just say R for like rogue, if you were like a vagabond or a piece of shit, and then like M for murder, like all that shit.
Damn,
it sucks to get an R for rogue when you know, rapists.
Sure. What did they give people for rapists by R little A?
Yeah, it sucks.
It's like the periodic table. It's like R little A rapist, R rogue.
But no,
being a rogue is sick.
Being a rogue is sick, but back then it wasn't. People hated them.
True. If you didn't follow the rules.
If you were just, because in the colonies, there were like no rules.
Yeah.
So dudes would come from Europe that were criminals there. Mm-hmm. Just all you had to do back then was call yourself a different name. You could do it in a moment. You'd be like, no, I'm Tom. Mm-hmm. And then you go to another town.
Yeah.
And just counterfeit money there.
Well, it's also
so they'd have to brand you. There was no there wasn't an internet back then.
Yeah.
There was no databases.
That's what I'm saying.
They just have to do something. They'd like cut your ear off.
But yeah, your personal horizon ended at your town, and then a guy would come in and be like, yo, this is new money. You're like, they put new money out? You're like, new money, bro.
Yeah,
you want it or not? And you're like,
give me that horse. Here's a bunch of new money.
You're like, well, I just ate a bug. I can't turn down this new money. And he's like, why does it look different? He's like, don't do the counterfeiting back then. The technology, what the fuck did they do? It was drawing.
There were plates. There were plates that they could.
So they stamped.
Counterfeit, yeah.
So they would get a money stamp.
Yes.
And then be like. And just
stamp shit.
They could have just made t-shirts back then. They had no idea.
Printing t-shirts.
If they had like a money dollar bill.
There's your shirt.
Yeah, that's true. That's my tee. They could have just printed tees, dude. Be like, yo, you just want to wear a shirt with a dollar bill on it? Like, yeah, that's
fine. That would have been tight. The clothes back then sucked.
Yeah.
But so these four dudes were trespassing and collecting beaver pelts.
Sure.
Which, dude, beavers are huge.
Are they?
Yeah, I didn't know that. They get up to 90 pounds. They're fucking big dogs, dude.
Beavers are 90
beavers
fucking pounds?
Beavers can get up to 90 pounds, at least back then. I'm sure they've been killed enough now that they're a little,
Sure, a little skimpy.
A little skimpy. They're losing weight.
These are like the dinosaur days for beavers.
Beavers were 90 pounds. These dudes, and they would trick them. As a sad way to kill them. So they put like a trap in the water and put like female pheromones on it.
Yeah.
And when the beaver stood up at the top of the stick to rant, there was a clamp or something that drug it under the water.
How'd they get the female beaver pheromones? Do I even want to know?
Kill the you cut them out of them and
squeeze,
rub it on a stick.
So you have to you'd have to surgically remove their you'd have to cut their pussies open.
Yeah, they'd be like, here's some, maybe that's how beaver came out.
True. Think they took him for a spin?
They're eating bugs, dude. You don't think they're taking beaver puss for
By the way, a man just got charged in Delaware for having sex with molesting ponies. So
that is a tale as old as time.
Did you hear that story?
What happened?
There's a Delaware man. I think he's 32 years old. So people are coming back and seeing the ponies ankles would be kind of raw. And they're like, what the hell? What's wrong with my pony? And then this guy was going in the barns and strapping the pony. He would strap their legs down.
Yeah, you got to get those back legs.
He'd have his way with them. Yeah, you don't want to get kicked.
Yeah.
So they said molesting them. So I don't know if he was penetrating these ponies. I think he was just oral maybe.
That was my first joke.
What?
A guy in Pennsylvania was eating horse pussy. He got caught.
Was he?
And I was all you have to do is stand up and you're innocent. Like, if you get caught eating pussy, somebody has to, and you just stand up real quick. What psycho is going to be like?
You eating pussy?
You just eating that horse's pussy? Boom. Harrisburg Comedy Zone explodes every single time. That was in Perry County. They're like, whoo.
Well, it's topical, too.
Yeah.
They're probably going to call my cousin eating horse pussy the other day.
Everybody's been eating horse pussy. All right, hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, these four dudes get captured by these Indians. They take them, and they make them run the gauntlet. So that was one thing they would do when they would capture prisoners. A lot of these tribes would make you run a gauntlet right away. So the whole town would come to the bank of this river with these two dudes they captured on canoes.
Yeah.
And one of them, by the way, Stark, in the Revolutionary War would come up with the term live free or die.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
He was that. I mean, this is how small a world this was back then.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. True.
Shout out.
Mary, you missed it. God damn it, dude. You're fired. Wait, how did you? Would you doze off?
Huh?
Yeah, I fell asleep.
He's not paying attention.
He's paying attention. He couldn't know I was doing a physical. Sure. He doesn't know my comedy's verbal and physical, dude. Physical comedy, dude. Welcome to. So they did.
So the whole town.
What's the gauntlet?
Gauntlet is where the townspeople, mostly young men, line up two rows and make you run the gauntlet.
Oh, they're making.
And they hit you with sticks and fuck with you the whole way.
I thought they were. So you get caught by the Indians, they'd make you do a gauntlet.
Yeah, the Indians would make you run the gauntlet.
Do we have a gauntlet?
As a prisoner. No.
I mean, not we, but they're like, did fucking.
Yeah, did the good guys? Did the good guys have it?
Did the settlers have a fucking gauntlet?
No, I think they probably just
killed you.
Executed Indians, I'm sure.
So you had to run through.
Yeah, they handed you a stick that you had to hold. So you couldn't block. You had to hold a stick and run through a gauntlet. And they would all just hit you. Now, they tried not to hurt you. They tried not to kill you, I mean.
They just want to hurt you.
They want to fuck you up. But the Indian who captured them, who was the chief of this tribe, told them some things to say in their language that would make it easier on them, which actually translated to I could fuck up everybody in here. Hilarious. So the first guy ran through and was like, Tahini gaba hop up to Guinea. Like he just screamed.
Talk shit.
He had no idea.
And they're just fucking cradling the crossball. Oh, so it's like, what'd you?
The second guy came through and his chant was, I could fuck all the women here. Like while he's running through. And then he started getting hit hard enough that he started fighting the gauntlet. He dropped the stick and just started swinging. And they let him go. They were like, all right, hilarious. We're not going to hit him anymore.
Or he's also probably crying. Be like, I can fuck all the guys here, please.
Just running through. Like,
please let me fuck
anybody here.
Please let me fuck all the girls in here, please, yeah. For the love of God.
So I was wrong on that part. The Indians were funny.
That's fucking obviously, hilarious.
Obviously, that guy, dude, in the canoe was like, here's... I'll hook you up. Oh, this is going to make things a lot easier. Just yell, I'm going to fuck all the women in here. Hilarious. That's that holds up today, that joke. That's a good bit.
It's pretty good.
That's a good bit by that Algonquin.
Oh, that's pretty fucking funny. How fun would it be to have a gauntlet, too? This is the thing. Like,
we did it in high school.
I know.
Gauntlet rules.
Yeah, this is what people do.
Yeah, it's an instinctive thing to make people run through a gauntlet.
And just fuck them up.
Just slap them the whole way. Then they did get a little mean.
Yeah.
After that. So some of these tribes would have, like, you go cabin to cabin,
mm-hmm,
when you're getting indoctrinated, basically, as tortured, like, into being a prisoner. You get
hazed.
Like,
yeah.
Get hazed into it, which, yeah, is like, you go to this cabin, somebody will pluck a fingernail out. You go to the next cabin, someone will bite your finger off.
What?
Someone will just gnaw your finger off. One of the cabins was just one of the women just beat the shit out of you. You couldn't hit back. She just beat you as hard as she could the whole time.
Really?
Dude, it was...
Did they cut your finger off yet?
Eventually, yeah. This is usually... Nah, and then there's some cabins where it's just little kids and they stab you a little.
Just
light stabbings.
Man.
And then eventually, I think a lot of them would scalp you and then pour boiling water on where they just scalped you, which...
It's hot, too. It's fresh off the fire.
Yeah,
too.
And then just make you roll in, like, thorn bushes. They're just doing like really mean shit to people.
So you had to go get the aggro crap. This is global guts.
Oh, this was, you got crushed. You got fucking crushed. But the Indians, a lot of these tribes. So that's another thing that it is annoying. Obviously, I've said it 1,000 times. When people talk about Indians in America, they're always like the Indians, like it's one group. These, sure, are just, you know, some northeastern woodland tribes I'm talking about here.
Exactly.
Obviously, it fluctuates. Yeah. But
read up if you don't know about them.
Some of the, you know, they also, they all like loved being able to take pain. That was like their big fucking thing. Like if your mom cried while giving birth to you,
yeah,
everybody in the tribe was like, you're a fucking fag.
Really?
Like that stayed with you. So even moms had to be like tough as fuck the whole time. Like wild shit.
And so it's possible. It's possible for a woman to give birth, not even just like
naturally,
even just kind of like, they complain?
Not allowed to complain, dude.
Crazy. So it's possible.
The tribes had some good ideas, dude.
I'm just curious.
They had basically a quit you policy to women.
Like knock off.
Quit your bitching, dude. Or your kid's gay.
So it is possible to, you know, maybe, you know, you don't have to fucking harp on it forever. Oh, go on. Sorry, please. Totally unrelated. I was trying to be like, well, could I be friends with people who bit my finger off and had their wife beat me up and yelled at me? It's like, imagine you know, where they're like, all right, dude, we're going to let you loose. Now my other option is to live in the woods.
Yeah.
And first, just doing that alone without people who are going to bite my finger off and imprison me.
Yeah.
Just if there's anybody, they could be so mean to me and be like, no, but you're still part of the thing. I'd be like, thank you. Just thanks for not letting me fucking starve to death next to a creek.
One guy got adopted and he was like a slave and he was doing like farm work. And eventually he like threw his hoe into the river and was like, this is for women. And all the Indians were like, sick, this guy's awesome. We're gonna let him free. So the Indians did have cool fucking codes. You know, he risked his life to be like, this is chick work.
This is girl work.
They were like, you're right, that's chick work, dude. Go home.
You passed the test.
Yeah. And also
that would be sick if the last samurai, the final test, him like, this is fucking gay. And they're like, no. Congratulations.
This is a gay, are you? You're a free, are you?
I was showing him like,
yeah.
It's cocked up.
It's ready to go. You're ready to unleash your full salute. Yeah, it does suck. I forget who was. Oh, this was killing me. My friend O'Leary. I was hanging out with O'Leary at a bar in Mechanicsburg. Went out. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to be back. He was talking about how he heard it on another podcast. So it was probably one of our friends. I just didn't hear it. But he was like, Trump's never laughed. Like, you've never seen footage of Trump like actually laughing. Like, yeah, genuinely.
Just like a quick smile laugh. He goes,
it's always like, yeah, it's always because he, and then I was like, dude, it's because Trump's autistic.
Think so.
I don't think he's ever shown like real emotion or knows how to. Like, think of you've definitely seen Obama laughing. Definitely seen W laughing.
Yeah.
You've seen all of them like having a human moment of laughing. Trump can't. I could be wrong.
I want to see him laugh. But I
genuinely don't remember seeing him laugh, which makes me laugh a lot.
That's thinking crazy. Of him, yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of
it. He's always like, he's like Kanye with that like smile and then back to straight.
Yeah. I've seen Kanye laugh a bunch of times though. Yeah, I wonder because I've definitely only ever seen, he goes like this. He goes like, and he'll like do like a quick smile thing. That face. He goes, he has a quick side smile and that's it. Possibly, dude.
I don't think it's probably just all part of the plan.
It's probably all part of the plan.
Which, dude. I know, which does seem something like would be part of his plan. Like, you can't let them see you laugh. Laughing is gay.
There's also people who probably haven't laughed in a very long time. I mean, there's people out there.
I don't think there's too many billionaires that haven't. Although surprised. Trump, don't get me wrong. If I was Trump, I probably wouldn't be having the time of my life right now.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be laughing too much.
I don't think you laugh your way to $1 billion that much though.
Yeah. But once you have it, you probably laugh.
I don't know, dude. Cause like you'd think once you had $500 million, you'd laugh.
People laugh. Everybody, literally every other president has been seen laughing.
I got to verify
this,
dude. It's
weird to not see Trump laughing.
Van Buren, you get me a good shot of Van Buren cracking up?
Martin had tons of laughs, dude. They based the show off him. Yeah.
I mean, it's a solid theory, but I'm like, I'm wondering now. There's people I know, and people are like, I don't like music. I'm always like, what? You just don't listen to it? And they're like, man, I don't really like it.
Yeah. So
there's got to be people who, I know there's people for a fact who don't laugh.
Trump.
We're just like, Trump and like a couple other. It's definitely pretty rare just to be like, I knew a guy who would like, when something funny happened, he would be like, hilarious, and never laughed. He just would state that it was hilarious.
Yeah, that's.
Trump might laugh. He might just be like a verbal laugher. Maybe like, hilarious. It's so funny.
Wow, really funny.
Wow, that's really making me
funny.
It's making me feel some kind of way.
Yeah, but even like, go watch his roast. Go watch all that shit. Like, if somebody makes fun of him, he's like, he like tries his best to laugh. But Mary, you remember when he was on WWF? And he would like, there's a gif of him being like,
yeah,
he like can't even fake. He can't even act at all. Like him trying to be like, all right, what do I do to be a bad guy right now? He's like, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy how
I thought he killed it on WWF. He was great, dude. When he took out Vince McMahon.
Oh, and he dove on with his thick ass in the air. Look, I don't want you guys to think I'm coming down on the president too hard. Cause he, you know, I respect the office. Shout out Drew Brees. What's good, player?
Oh, dude. Shout out
motherfucking Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, you went down hard.
Breezy. D Breezy, baby. He went down swinging.
No, I think your theory's valid, dude.
It's not my theory. I think a different podcast has covered this, but it was recently brought to my attention that Trump has never been filmed laughing, which as soon as I can't even imagine him laughing.
Well, I'll be curious. I think someone's going to hit you with some footage of that. Someone's going to find the UFO sighting Trump laugh, dude.
The Trump laugh's tough to come by. Even on, I remember him on Stern, he wasn't really like.
Yeah.
Even when he was funny, he wouldn't laugh. Like, he would do something funny and not laugh.
Do you think he was always about to get his dick sucked? It's like anything he was doing, his dick sucked. He was getting his dick sucked right after, so he's just kind of always in a rush to get his dick sucked.
Maybe.
It's such a funny joke, and he's like, I can see the humor in that. I'm getting my dick sucked in half an hour.
True. True. There are things better than laughing.
I'm about to link up with Jeffrey right now before everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Chill in the back.
It's a good theory.
That's also true, man. No one's holding his feet to the fire for chilling with Epstein, bro. And they're like, oh, that's just who you chill with.
Well, that's because the right seems to be leading the charge on the Epstein stuff.
Yeah, but it's like, if you knew, again, if you're, he had to have fucking known. Anyone who's in like the billionaire class knows that guy was having an underage sex ring.
Yeah.
Going. Like, even if you went and you're like, oh, dude, this isn't cool. You'd think you'd be like, bro. And if they didn't, why not? You know what I mean?
I bet they didn't. I bet billionaires that fuck 17-year-olds is probably pretty prevalent to the point where it's like, well, I think they're busting Jeff. Shit. What's the thing he has? It's like, oh yeah, he has that. What's the thing this billionaire has? Oh, he has a enclosure of giraffes that we go shoot in the fucking head when we're at his house.
True.
Like all this weird shit these.
Yeah.
You know?
Or so like,
I bet the sex rings of, you know, I was going to say hot 17-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, the marketable 17-year-olds, sexually marketable.
Now, I think it does range from like, what was that age range Epstein was working with? I think that was like 14. I think he got a little low.
Might be hitting some 30.
How low can you go?
He was probably hitting some 30s. So, and obviously, too, like if you're once you're in that, like, you know, once you start selling coke, someone's going to ask for some heroin. So like if you're, you know, if you're the man getting 13-year-olds, bro, hate to break it to you, you're also the guy getting 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, or you know the dude who does.
How do you break into that conversation? Like, say you and me have a nice, healthy 17-year-old ring.
Sure.
Just a red blood American 17-year-old sex ring.
We're supporting young sex workers.
It's like, do you break into that by being like, yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with this. This isn't pedophilia, but like, God, isn't it weird when dudes like want to fuck like a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Like,
I don't know, man. I thought about it. I don't know if it's that weird. Do you want to get some 9? You want to try?
Or just be like, my cousin does that. He's wild.
I tell him, I'm like, you got to fucking knock it off.
Like, I like blondes, big tits. He likes 9-year-olds. And, you know, he's crazy. Look,
he's crazy.
I can get him over here. You should meet him. He's crazy. But
yeah, he's going to bring some over. I'll tell him that. You want me to bring him?
Yeah.
I would bring him.
He's like, oh, I'll bring him over here. I think they're like 12. Damn.
Good Lord. What do you do with it?
I mean, dude, it's also going on globally. Like, they're definitely selling kids into sex slavery all over the world. So you're
probably significantly more than anywhere. The U.S. is probably pretty good about it compared to.
Well, dude, imagine you're meeting the other leaders in parts of the world. So you're a billionaire in the United States. You're like, yeah, we can't fuck kids here. We don't fuck kids here. It's wrong.
Damn, think how crazy the other billionaires must think that is.
Yeah, then you go
you're a billionaire in Thailand, just like, wait, what did you say? Like, yeah, we can't even fuck 9-year-olds.
It's like, what? Don't judge me, dude.
What?
Well, they're like, I mean, dude, it's like, I was talking to a guy today who was hipping me to some news that was like, of like using sex slaves, and once they're done, physically chopping them up for parts. And it's like selling, I guess, like their organs and shit. I didn't read the full thing, but it's like, There's parts of the world where it's just like, oh, they're just like, oh, we're for sure going to fuck this thing and then chop it up. Like, what's after we're done fucking? Like a horse at the glue factory. It's like, all right, we'll chop it up.
Yeah, you think when like a sex slave like breaks its leg, like, ah, we got to just put this thing down.
For sure. For sure, dude. That's who ends up selling teeth. Oh, my God. That's who ends up. They're like, we got to put this thing down. Next thing you know, the sex slave is just selling like little glowy things at the fucking 4th of July. They just put you out to sell fucking true. Like,
That's what t-shirts. You know those glow sticks are made out of sex slaves? That's what the fluid is. That's why.
It's just they're like stem cells.
Yeah.
We did say, are you ready?
3, 2.
Oh, man, that sucks. Dude, yeah. I didn't tell you this. I've been battling my smoke detectors.
That's a tough battle.
I woke up. I got woken up. I resolved the issue. I got to buy a new one.
You probably have a haunted house. Those things pick up ghosts.
They must, dude. I woke up the one morning, 5 a.m., just full. This thing in my room is screaming. Full, setting off all the other ones.
Oh, you got a kid.
Yeah, dude. So I'm like.
Woke the fucking kid up.
Dude, exactly. It's a horror. Dude, there's like my dogs, too. Dude, it fucks my dogs up the most. My dogs came up freaking out. Jackson will have like diarrhea.
The whole family fell apart.
Dude.
Smoke alarm can take down your family unit.
I just reacted. Yeah, the family's bugging, dude. I just reacted, dude.
I'm positive the whole family is crushed by these smoke alarms.
Exactly. So I'm like, Brittany, cover her ears because I don't know how loud this shit is. So I run downstairs and before I even know what I'm doing, I'm upstairs. I have the ladder. I hit myself in the knee with the ladder in the hallways. I'm like running in the dark. I open the ladder. I take the smoke detector down and I was fucking naked, dude. I was balls naked on this ladder. Just disassembling the wire nuts. And then like I look down, she has like, Brittany has like a flashlight flashing on me.
On the penis.
It's a full emergency penis, dude.
Oh.
So it's like my penis in the midst of an emergency. And then like, I don't know if you ever put a flashlight to your pubes. They're just like horrible. Yeah, there's like pube shadows on my face. The
shadow is huge. Oh. It's a giant shadow. Yeah. So it accentuates your pubes, but somehow your penis remains accentuated.
Well, I also had put on my sneakers to like ground me. So I didn't have like, I had like, so I wasn't barefoot to metal.
You were wearing like sneakers?
I'm working hot.
So
bro.
You looked like a porn. Like you were in a porn. You were wearing sneakers, yeah, dong out.
Exactly.
On a ladder.
Bush. I was like a 19.
How's that bush?
It's pretty wicked right
fuck,
now.
Fuck, I forgot to trim my bush.
Yeah, my bush is fucking heavy right fuck. Now. Salt and pepper, by the way, too. Yeah. So I have a salt and pep bush.
Wait, you have gray pubes?
I got the George Clooney bush.
Damn.
Yeah, I got the George Clooney emergency tenis, and I have my sneakers on, and I'm on a ladder just being like, cover her ears. And I'm sitting there and I'm I work hot because you go to the panel. Usually they don't label the smoke detectors in a house because they don't want you turning off the smoke detectors. So I'm like, I didn't see which one it was. So I have no other choice. And I'm a little tester. I'm working hot. I'm just on, I'm like beeping the thing and I just have emergency tinnitus on a ladder at like 5 a.m. before I realized like it was like in that emergency state, I was purely unaware of the fact that I had my tinnitus going. It's cool, man. You want to hog the fucking whole pirate map? You know?
I got to fucking find it.
I'm over here trying to look good too with some of that. I want to look over some of this pirate map, dude. We get a little bit of that over here,
fucking
dude.
Salt lamps are fucking heavy, dude.
They suck. Even the small one's heavy.
I was surprised at how heavy the small one was as well. Yeah, I'm going to look cool and look good on camera with my pirate map, dude. You're giving me white bear
table. Pirate map sucks, dude.
We're going to find out we have a U-line
I'm
table
down here by this. Parrot's Bay. You're up in Coral Sea. You ever see that video of that dude? People tried to make flight suits like forever. There's a video, and if you're home right now, watch it because it's very funny. There's a guy just jumps off the Eiffel Tower in front of everybody. Like a flight suit, he literally just kills himself, and then the camera cuts to people like carrying him out. Obviously, there's no order; it's just like a mob of people like holding a dead body.
Off the Eiffel.
Yeah, he jumped off like the middle of the Eiffel Tower. So, I mean, high enough. I mean, he fucking
for sure.
He just died. He had like a fucking blanket attached to his neck.
I mean,
he jumped off.
Might be an obvious question, but why didn't he try it off of like a 6 foot? Off like a high rock.
He wasn't catching enough wind. You need faith
to catch him velocity. Yeah, true.
He probably had faith in it. He probably tried it off the 6 feet thing. Honestly, he probably had a mind very similar to yours. Like, I'm just not catching wind from this 6 foot thing. I'm going to risk it, dude.
He also might have tried it without himself in it. It was like, suit flies. Tell me I can't.
You would think he would have gone for that first, put a dummy in the suit.
They didn't have any dummies laying around back then. Maybe a stick, a heavy stick or something.
Yeah.
You have your friend lift you, then lift the stick and be like, yeah, stick's about as heavy as you.
Yeah, and then throw that off.
In the suit. But then you're like, yeah, but I'm more like part water. They're probably like, yeah, but I'm 80% water.
Yeah,
so.
See, this guy exactly had your mind. Like, well, we can't use a dummy. I'm mostly water. And it's like, all right.
Well, if rain kind of floats down, so.
And then you invited everybody to wait. You're like, hey, everyone, watch this fucking sick shit I'm about. This guy just fucking dies.
What if it was like his 30th birthday? He's like, for my 30th birthday, I'm going to pop out, get this in my flying suit.
Flight.
Also, imagine if he pulled it off, dude.
I know.
Coming down, landing from the Eiffel Tower, and just getting all the pussy. You'd be like, yo, that dude flies. He has a flying suit.
Yeah, I mean, that is the risk. And that's what I've always said. If you're going to kill yourself, do something fucking cool that if you somehow survive, you have a good life lined up for you.
True.
Like, I was always, in my mind, barrel over Niagara Falls. You know?
You're
in
a barrel?
I'm going to get in a barrel and go over Niagara Falls.
See if you survive that.
And if I survive, that's a legend.
True. Like, yeah, you went from suicide case to fucking legend.
Absolute legend.
Oh, even if you do die, yeah, exactly.
Then you just fucking die. Still dying cool instead of being a coward because anybody. No.
Yeah, I want to figure out
tightrope walking and be like, I've never even done it once. I'm going to walk between these two buildings.
That would be good suicide outreach to be like, we're just trying to get people to do cool stuff when they actually eventually do kill themselves.
Yeah, instead of killing yourself, just do something really fucking risky.
Power of the act, yeah.
Ramp off the Grand Canyon, having never ridden a motorcycle in your life.
Yeah, if your suicide doesn't involve a ramp, that is kind of shitty.
Yeah, dude, that's like the last. I'm not one of those people that think suicide's like a selfish act. I'm not one of those dickheads. Yeah. But not doing something cool when you do.
Yeah, exactly.
That is actually slightly selfish. If you're willing to die for nothing,
true.
Do something fucking cool to die.
Yeah, or stop an enduring sense of pain.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The note would be sick. Like, I'm so sorry, guys. This isn't your fault. I just need to know how much air I can get.
Yeah.
I think I can get like probably 16 feet of air and I have to find out. It's not your guys' fault. Yeah. I love you and I'm proud of you all.
How would I
kill myself?
Ramps are fine.
I've already said if I kill myself before.
Motorcycle,
and I just have two buckets of paint, red and blue. No, blue and white, and run into the White House, dude. No political statement, just... Be like, how'd he die? Be like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
More like a rock song. It's just like, that's cool imagery.
Yeah, it sucks these days. You can't even pull that off.
You think they
barricaded up right now? It'd be tough to get a bike in there.
Well, I might as well build the ramp at this point. It's already a suicide mission.
If you went down, did you see the Black Lives Matter mural in front of the White House?
No.
It's fucking sick. It's like the whole street. If you rode your motorcycle the whole way, actually with paint, that might be a bad look because you'd probably spill a little on the mural.
I'd be careful. I've had the lids on. No, I'd have lids because the impact would set the lids off.
Okay.
I wouldn't just be open, but I wouldn't have live juice, bro. I wouldn't have open buckets of paint.
That might be cool though, live juice, because it would
count the trail.
The spray, the trail would be sick. Be
pretty sick too.
It'd be like Rocket League.
I'd call them up. Whoever's in charge of such murals, I'd be like, look, man, tomorrow I'm gonna fly by this thing on a Yamaha. Also, can you build me a quarter pipe near the White House? Can you do me a solid here? If I build this thing, they obviously know my fucking deal.
Yeah.
Build me the cages, dude.
If you could ramp into the White House.
How much do you think the Trumps have dirt bikers to the White House?
What if the one in a trillion chance you hit Donnie? Just he happens to be out walking. You do die of that. That's literally the greatest assassination.
If he dies via dirt bike,
dirt bike accident.
And you lived.
You did survive. They'd have to let you go. That would be a case where people would be like, all right, that one's...
It's an accident. That's like Cheney's hunting accident. It's like, dude, I caught fucking air, ended up into the fucking White House. Don got under my tire. Don got under the tires. It's a street bike, dirt bike, so obviously you can do both.
That's fucking sick. Semper Tyrannis, dude.
Damn, man. Yeah, I wonder. Well, you'd have to first get through Weapons Most Ominous. So you'd have to dirt bike your way through Weapons Most Ominous.
Weapons Most Ominous. Dogs. Ironically, does sound like a cool fucking rap album.
Weapons Most Ominous.
It sounds like a track Wu-Tang would release.
It actually kind of does.
It sounds like a RZA line.
What kind of weapons do you think they had for like
the ominous weapons?
Mm-hmm. It's guns.
Almost 100% guns.
Glock 9mm. Yeah, it was probably like they. You know what though? They probably told him that like in case shit pops off, the White House lawn's probably decked out with like
turrets.
Transformer level shit where it's like they probably built shit where like if it goes down they can press the button. Let me just touch the
we X. Need to get rid of the fire. That fucking
treasure's here in case I don't know if you can see the treasure. It's hidden behind the salt lamp. Treasure's right there. Treasure. I don't want to hide it from your vantage.
You would be obsessed with treasure, dude. The treasure's right here and right here. You need to learn that.
True You're right, actually. That's why I bought the map. I knew I had something to learn from it.
This treasure map stinks.
It's fucking great, dude.
No, we need something better for
this. I just don't want everyone to see the marble table, dude. Come on, fucking. The marble
table.
I don't want people to see the marble U-line table, dude.
Table's nice. We got a good studio going.
We do.
When is this flag going to stop getting wrinkled, do you think?
How do you iron it? I didn't know how you ironed a flag. you know a local like a flag smith? I mean, can I take this to the dry cleaner and be like... Yeah, like, look, you motherfucker, I can't have this thing like this. Because they know how to, is a dry cleaner know how to fold a flag properly? Clearly, somebody didn't fold this properly, which chaps my fucking
someone
ass.
Just crumbled it up in a ball.
Oh, that's why you iron a flag fold so people them. Know you didn't fold it, so they know that you didn't fold it properly. Kind of showing your ass.
This is embarrassing. With a ringed flag. This?
Look, I'm not going to say.
Whose flag is this?
I would never.
Someone in your family. Someone from your murderous bloodline. Your scoundrel murderous bloodline. And now, you know.
I'm not going to say, dude.
Fucking treasonous bloodline.
Look, man, I'm not going to say.
Your bloodline is disgusting.
I'm not going to say. I know who did it.
This is Bill.
No, it's not. It's not Bill.
It's not Bill.
I'm not going to play 21 questions with you.
I apologize, Bill.
Not going to play 21 questions.